Time to check in with Sacramento Business Journal editor Jack Robinson. Hi, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
On Fridays, we talk about business news, including the business of sports. And a big story this week had to do with the Sacramento Kings possibly investing in Sacramento's new soccer team and helping to build a stadium that could elevate the team, Republic FC, to Major League status. What kind of reaction is this getting from the business community?
Well, this was a surprise, sort of a dramatic development in what was already a remarkable success story for professional soccer in Sacramento over the last couple of years. It was less than a week ago that Marcus Breton and the BEA first reported the possible deal between the Kings and the owners of the Republic soccer team. And then on Wednesday, all of the major players, including Kevin Johnson, announced that Major League Soccer officials will tour Sacramento. So, you know, we have to be careful that we don't get ahead of ourselves. The Kings and the Republic may join forces, but there are a lot of hurdles to cross before we'll see Major League Soccer games here. You know, for one thing, there's intense competition between other cities that want a major league team, and it's not clear yet who would pay for this stadium.
Where would this stadium be built?
Kings officials have said it would be near downtown and near public transit. They haven't specified a location, but the assumption is that we're talking about the rail yard. That's the obvious spot where there's open land. But the developer of the rail yard told a real estate reporter that they hadn't been involved in the latest talks. So it's natural to wonder what else we could be talking about. Another obvious spot is the current arena in Natomas. The Kings own it, but it's not near downtown or transit, really. And it's not fashionable these days to put big sports facilities in the suburbs. So there's also Delta Shores, that big development in the south end of town, but that's primarily a residential project, and again, not near downtown or transit. And there are possible spots along both sides of the Sacramento River near downtown, but, you know, it's unclear if any of those are the right size. So, you know, there could be a surprise, but by all accounts, the rail yard makes the most sense.
The Business Journal reported this week that local lawyers are worried about a new fee that Sacramento Superior Court is charging for online access to documents. Why are they so worried?
The County Bar Association and another group representing Latino lawyers have both written to the court to express concern that disadvantaged and low-income residents could be shut out. The court has a new system that started July 1st that charges for access to documents and so forth and requires users to set up an account and use a password and a credit card. And court officials say they're only trying to recover some of their costs. And even the critics are sympathetic to that. The courts have really been hammered by budget cuts lately. But the court also says there are exemptions. You know, for example, users can look at documents for free if they come down to the courthouse. But the concern is that all of these things together create a barrier for people with limited means and mobility.
We learned recently that rate increases for health plans offered by Covered California will be relatively modest, averaging about 4%. What other changes could we see in the program next year?
One of the major efforts really now is to add more doctors to the plans. You know, insurers like to save money by creating what they call narrow networks of providers who keep their charges low in exchange for getting a bigger chunk of business. But there's been some kickback from consumers and regulators about that. And people say the plans are of little use if they can't find a doctor. So this was a concern from the beginning before healthcare reform really kicked into gear. And it's looming a little bit larger now. So in coming months, look for insurers to respond to that pressure and add more doctors to the plans they offer through Covered California.
Forbes has issued a new list of coolest cities, and Sacramento made the cut. This is a good thing, right?
It's easy to laugh at these lists. I'm kind of addicted to them myself, but these lists that national publications put out that crunch some numbers and rank cities in various ways. And the other week, for example, one came out that ranked Sacramento's weather as among the mildest in the country. It put us ahead of San Diego, which definitely had us rolling our eyes. But then this Forbes list comes out this week that honors us as the number 14, not 13, or not number 12, but number 14 coolest city in the country. This is based on density of restaurants, entertainment options, the population mix, that sort of thing. So I have to note that Riverside was also on the list. And speaking as a former Riverside homeowner, I have to question any list that calls that city cool. But the serious side of this is that perception is reality. And if Forbes says Sacramento is cool, I'm cool with that.
That's Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. I'm Steve Milne, Capital Public Radio News.